There used to be a whole row of old Cape Cod-style homes on this section of Jefferson Street in Fairfield. That was before Sacred Heart University opened its doors here. But this Cape Cod is the only one that remains. And inside is the home of WSHU.
This was the old living room of the house, and we've converted it into an office.
My tour guide is General Manager George Lombardi.
This is our program director's office, Tom Kuser. Speaking of Tom Kuser.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Oh, good. Just good. Walking through the house.
Two-car garage and four bedrooms.
This house is the epitome of retrofit. The garage was made into small studios, and the kitchen morphed into the master control room. That's where all the computers are stacked to receive and send out programming. The deafening sound is the cooling system for all those computers.
That's gotten worse over the years as we made the transition from tape recorders and analog receivers to digital. Everything has become computers, and every computer generates heat, a lot more heat.
And you walk through this noisy area to what used to be the sun porch on the back of the house. This is the WSHU newsroom. It's a pretty tight squeeze for reporters, hosts, and producers, but this was just fine in the mid-80s when George Lombardi and his very small staff moved in here.
This was huge. We just thought this was the most space you'd ever want to see.
But as WSHU grew, there was no room for the administrative staff, including General Manager George Lombardi. His office is in a different part of the campus, and on his bookshelf is the surprising history of WSHU.
One of the things I inherited was an old scrapbook.
It's from the early years of Sacred Heart University, a private Roman Catholic college started by the Diocese of Bridgeport in 1963. One of the things inside the scrapbook is a press release announcing the university being granted a license by the FCC
to build an educational FM radio station.
That was 1964, the birth of WSHU. The station broadcasts classical music, interviews with clergy, including the bishop, and live recordings of masses.
It was mass every day at 12 noon, and they signed off every night with a benediction.
But live remotes were expensive, and in those days, AM radio, not FM, was king of the airwaves.
Nobody was listening.
So WSHU became a student station, and one of those students was future general manager George Lombardi. He studied math and physics and also helped out at the station.
I was the guy repairing equipment, getting phone lines to ball games and the like.
He graduated, got a job, but soon was lured back to the station as a part-time engineer. And one day, he was asked to step in as general manager.
That interim job I took 34 years ago, I am still running the radio station.
And there are all the memories that go with those 34 years. Like raising enough funds to become an NPR affiliate in 1981.
Good morning and Happy New Year. If you make the minimum wage, you get a raise today.
Sunday Baroque was created here and is heard on public radio stations across the country.
Francesco Navarra was an influential violinist in the late 60s.
And last year, WSHU opened a Long Island news bureau. But George Lombardi does not miss the days of his running joke with Martin Miller, general manager of WFCR in Western Massachusetts.
We used to take pictures of the termites coming out, and he used to take pictures of the water dripping from the ceiling, and we'd share them back and forth as to who had the worst conditioned public radio station in the country.
Well, the holes are plugged up, the termites only visible a few days a year, and more offices have moved out to make space for a growing newsroom. But general manager George Lombardi, his admin staff, and our newsroom will all be back in one office soon. A new building is underway on Sacred Heart's campus, and then we bid this old Cape Cod a fond-ish farewell. From all of us in the newsroom, I'm Leah Trusty, WSHU News.
If you're fond of sand dunes and salty air, quaint little villages here and there, you're sure to fall in love with those Cape Cod. If you like the taste of a lobster stew served by a window with an ocean view, you're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod. seem to beckon you. Miles of green beneath the skies of blue. Church bells chiming on a Sunday morn remind you of the town where you were born. If you spend an evening, you want to stay watching the moonlight on Cape Cod Bay. You're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod. If you spend an evening, you want to stay watching the moonlight on Cape Cod Bay. You're sure to fall with old Cape Cod. You're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod.